Studio.
From Lights Out Productions.
From the website of 1320wils.com. I'm Brad.
And I'm Equipment Jason. With us, as always, is Honest Rob.
How's it going, everybody?
All right, today on the TKO, we're going to get to some MMA news, lots of fights being announced and whatnot.
Lots of stuff going on in the MMA world.
Before we get to all that, though, we're going to do a quick review of Bellator 42 and then also the Ultimate Fighter Season 13 episode that happened this last week.
Right.
So first up, Bellator 42 happened on April 23rd. There were two light heavyweight semifinal matches going on that night. First up was Richard Hale versus DJ Linderman, and Richard Hale pulls out the split decision victory in that one.
That was a war. That was an all-out really war on that one. And I actually, I was surprised by Linderman, to be honest. I didn't think he looked that good in his first fight. And really, he didn't look that good in the last fight, but he's a brawler.
He really is.
And he brings it every time.
And Hale looked so impressive. It was sort of a step down for him in this fight. So it'll be interesting to see with him going forward if he looks like he did in the first fight or like he did in this one.
Right. And the thing was, you know, they really made a big thing about the first fight, him being a professional boxer. Mm-hmm. And you didn't really get to see that in the first fight. And I was excited to see it in this one. Didn't know that Linderman also had some boxing career, too.
Even more boxing experience
actually,
than Hale.
More of an amateur career, not as much as a professional career, but still, I mean, it was I was honestly a little disappointed in Hale's boxing for him being a I mean, he didn't look that great. He didn't keep his hands up at all.
The only thing I can think is maybe he respected Linderman's boxing enough to where, you know, they both sort of backed it off a bit.
And, that could have been. I mean, really, I think the fight was really decided on the ground. You know, that's when the most significant positions were held, you know, because their boxing just really kind of canceled each other out. I mean, all in all, pretty good fight.
The next fight, the other light heavyweight semifinal anyway, was Christian Mpumbu versus Tim Carpenter. This one did not last nearly as long. Mpumbu got a TKO in the first round.
It was dirty.
And we keep talking about how Mpumbu doesn't cut weight. You know, he's so undersized. He came in just a shade over 200, I think, for this fight.
I mean, but he's got the power.
He sure
does.
It's
just, wow. If he dropped down a weight class.
Imagine how much power he could bring to the 185-pound
division. I mean, he would be a dog in that uppercut that he... If you haven't seen that knockout, go find it online because, wow.
It's awfully impressive.
That was dirty.
Round knockout. He looked really good. So, in the final for that division, you're going to have Christian Mpumbu versus Richard Hale. And I honestly don't know how to call that one at this point.
I'm taking Hale, but, I mean, because Hale is big for that weight
class.
He's
big.
He used to be a heavyweight.
He's heavyweight size for sure,
And then you got Mpumbu over here who doesn't cut
barely a light heavyweight.
I think it's going to be too much if they hit the ground, and I think eventually they're going to. That's who I'm going with on that one. I'm going with Hale.
All right, the only other fight from this card, Bellator 42, that I want to talk about is Ronnie Mann versus Josh Arosho. I do need to apologize to Josh Arosho because I did state his record on our last podcast.
Sure, you offended
as
him too.
6-9. It was 16-9. I misread that, so I'm sorry to him. Not like it really mattered though, because he kind of got the brakes beat off of him. It was a unanimous decision victory for Ronnie Mann. Judges had it scored 30-27, 30-27 and 30-25.
That guy just doesn't like you very much. I mean, honestly, 2 8-10 rounds.
Wow. Yeah.
That's personal.
Yeah. He was whooped on in this fight. Ronnie Mann looked really good, though, doing his thing. I think he's 19-2 now. So we'll see. I think he plans on entering the next Bellator competition there at the featherweight division. So we'll see how he does there.
Right.
So just to preview real quick, some of the Bellator championship fights we're going to see coming up in the next few weeks here. The welterweight division, we're going to have Jay Herron versus Rick Hahn at Bellator 43. That's going to be May 7th. Mm-hmm. In the lightweight division, we're going to have Patrycki Pitbull Frere versus Michael Chandler. That's going to be at Bellator 44.
So awesome.
On the 14th. And then these both are unconfirmed by Bellator, but it looks like the next two fights will be on the same card. The light heavyweight division, Richard Hale versus Mpumbu at Bellator 45, and then also the featherweight final, Patricio Pitbull Frere versus Daniel Strauss, also at Pitbull 45, or at Bellator 45.
Cool.
And then just to recap the last episode of the Ultimate Fighter Season 13, Episode 4 happened this last week. Ramzi Nijim from Team Dos Santos beats Charlie Raider from Brock Lesnar. So Team Dos Santos continues their dominance of Brock Lesnar's team.
And the guy from Brock Lesnar's team just... just tapped out without even having the choke put in.
Just
And then so Brock Lesnar goes off on his team, and then Len gets all mad and leaves and storms out the room. Stop being a little baby.
Yeah, you still lost your fight.
Fighter, you know? I'm not going to sit here and take this. Well, you lost your fight. Maybe if you won, you actually had some room to talk to the guy who was a heavyweight champion. So shut up. Take it. You're an MMA fighter. Stop being a drama queen.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
You know, if Brock Lesnar wants to sit you down and ream you out for losing your fight, then, you know, sit there and take it like a man. Don't storm out like a little baby.
You know, like, come on. Grow up, guys. And not to mention, you're an amateur fighter. This guy is a pro. You know, listen to what he's saying. He obviously knows how to win and has done it, and you haven't. You lost your fight. Yeah. So listen to what he's saying. You know, you might actually learn something. That's something I've been seeing over these past couple seasons, is some of these amateur fighters think that they have it all figured out. You know, there's a reason you're not in the UFC yet. You have a chance to. You're good. Don't get me wrong. But you still have a lot to learn, you know?
Yeah, that's something these fighters really need to just sort of step under the tutelage of these guys,
Be
you
humble.
Know, and just, learn what you can while you're there.
Yeah, definitely.
Moving on to some MMA news, the biggest story I think we have is that Randy Couture has announced that he will be retiring after his next fight. He's set to fight Lyoto Machida at UFC 129 coming up on the 30th.
And the thing is, like, he's like Jay-Z, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he retires and then he comes back.
Yeah.
They were asking him if he would ever consider coming back to MMA, if they could work out a fight against him and Fedor, which he's wanted for a very long time.
Yeah.
One of the reasons he left UFC in the first place was to try to get that fight. He didn't really comment on it. He kind of kept on saying he didn't really think it was going to happen. You know, they're trying to make this big thing of, you know, UFC taking over Strikeforce now. Mm-hmm. But I still think that most people know that it's probably going to be a couple years before we start seeing some of these super fights between the two, you know, Strikeforce and UFC. So I think he's right on that it will be a while, and he'd probably be, you know, he said they just started filming for the Expendables 2. I think he's really more focused on other things right now.
Randy Couture would come back at like 65, though, to fight.
And he would still be awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if I completely buy it, but I wouldn't be surprised if he came back, but he seems pretty sure that this is what he wants to do right now. And, you know, he's at the point in his career where he just takes fights that interest him. Lyoto Machida's fighting style interests him because no one can get their hands on him. That's kind of his specialty. So, you know, it interests him, but I don't know. I mean, I guess I wouldn't be surprised if he came back, but to me, he's saying all the right things that sound like this is going to be it.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. I think this is probably his last fight in the octagon, at least until he gets the Fedor fight.
Yeah.
And speaking of Fedor, Dan Henderson from Strikeforce has actually announced that he would like to fight Fedor next.
Yeah.
So could have a shot there lined up for him. Fedor, you know, coming off the two losses.
Yeah, and Dan Henderson, because he's so awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm a hater.
Everybody smells blood now, I guess.
I would want to see the fight, but I'm not super excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, to me, both of them are fighters that are past their prime, that, you know, whatever.
Dan I've been Henderson. Saying it for a while, senior MMA league, senior UFC.
Well, it's like they're pushing Dan Henderson now because he has this belt, you know, that they've been trying to give him basically since he got into Strikeforce and, you know, got whooped on by Jake Shields. How that happened, I don't know. But, you know, got beat by Jake Shields and beat Babalu Sobral. And now, you know, you beat, I believe it was Souza, I think, was the champion at the time. And now you got a belt. And now all of a sudden he gets to get whatever fight he wants in Strikeforce. It sounds like, though, if this fight is going to happen, he's going to have to move up to heavyweight.
Yeah, yeah.
Fedor is not going anywhere.
No.
Because he's Fedor and he doesn't have to. So, I mean, like I said, I guess I would be interested to see it, but I think that there's fights that I would rather see. I'd rather see Overeem versus Fedor. You know? I'd rather see some of the I'd rather see Frank Mir versus Fedor. You know, I'm just not that excited to see Dan Henderson face him, but, you know, I guess it could be interesting.
It's two big names that'll draw a big crowd, but yeah, as far as like, you know, actual intrigue and what it means for Strikeforce, I don't see
what
too big of an impact. Yeah,
you know, nothing.
It means two has been, you know, huge heavyweights going at it. I mean, like I said, it's got the big names, so it'll be a draw, but Yeah, I don't think it means much as far as Strikeforce goes.
I think they're trying to build it up as a super fight, but I don't think it really has a super fight appeal. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. It would be a good fight, but it's definitely not, you know, any GSP, Anderson Silva type deal.
Yeah, yeah. The other big piece of MMA news we have is that John Jones has had to pull out of his fight against Rashad Evans. He has a thumb ligament injury.
I can't even talk about this.
He's out right now.
So depressed right now.
Rashad Evans, to his credit, has decided to continue and fight. Phil Davis is looking like the fill-in at UFC 133 on August 6th.
Uh-huh.
So Rashad Evans versus Phil Davis is going to be on that card. What do you think, Brad?
I mean, here's the thing. I'm excited and depressed all at the same time because I would like to see Phil Davis, and I'm excited to see Rashad. And honestly, with Jones and Rashad getting pushed back, then I can still like both of them for a while. But I was really excited for this fight. I really was. Like, as much as I like both of them, and one of them has to lose, that part really sucks. But it was going to be a good fight.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And all the what I feel bad, though, is all the trash talking that was leading up to this to now the point where they – I don't think Rashad's ever going back to Greg Jackson's camp. The things that he said about Greg Jackson, the things he said about John Jones.
The things John Jones said about Rashad Evans.
I mean, I just don't see it. Like, I was hoping that, you know, Rashad Evans would go to another camp and then it was all over. You know, they'd be friends again. And I don't see it going that way.
I don't know if it's going to go that way. They sort of started into each other pretty hard. John Jones was saying things like, you know, he was holding back when they were sparring, didn't finish off Evans out of respect to him and stuff.
As much as I like John Jones, as much as he's a humble guy and I like what he brings to the table, that to me was kind of a cheap shot.
He's humble, but he's cocky. He's both. It's very weird.
But it's like, you don't go out and tell people what happened in closed doors. You know, I was kind of like, that was maybe kind of go, you know, really? And then, so of course, Rashad, you know, like a middle school girl, took to his Twitter account, you know, and started, you know, talking all this stuff. And it's just kind of like, I don't know. I just thought that, you know, the sport of MMA would be a little bit beyond this, you know, but
Twitter just gives everyone that voice, that outlet.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't see it. And Rashad has said things about, you know, Greg Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't see it going back to the way it was before, you know. And unfortunately, for Rashad, I think he's being painted to be the bad guy in most of this, you know. So, but him versus Phil Davis is going to be a very interesting matchup. Big Ten wrestlers, just throwing it out there. you know, Rashad from MSU, Phil Davis from Penn State. The only thing is, though, I don't think Phil Davis can compete on the feet. I think if it's standing, he doesn't have a shot in the world against Rashad.
Yeah, Rashad has proven his stand-up has come leaps and bounds from where he started, and I don't think Phil Davis has had that type of a progression yet with his stand-up.
No, I mean, it's getting better, but it's a big jump from, you know, fighting someone like Little Nog to fighting someone like Rashad Evans, just looking at the hands and the fact that his wrestling, I don't know if he'll be able to really take him down. Rashad's not a guy you can just take down when you want to.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to jump in here too, and just almost the same exact thing you were just talking about, Brad, and that while they might be able to, you know, keep up on the ground, kind of like what we're talking about, I just think Phil Davis is completely outclassed just in all aspects, really. I mean, yes, Phil Davis proved that he can lay and pray, but Rashad is more experienced. Rashad, although I think he's a little bit older, not by much, though, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I just don't see Davis having a prayer in this fight.
And you can't lay on Rashad Evans. Even if you get on top, he's so good at wrestling that he's going to get up and, you know, put you on your back if you try to lay on him. You can't do that with him. So Phil Davis is going to have to come up with a whole new game plan and really step up his game in his training camp between now and August to get that win, really.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Speaking of more fights that are going to be coming up here in the future, we've got Carlos Condit versus Dong Hyun Kim. The Stun Gun has been announced for UFC 132. That's going to be on July 2nd. That's going to be on the same card as Dominic Cruz versus Uriah Faber.
So
that's shaping up to be a big card. Also, another big card coming up is going to be UFC 134. Has been announced in Rio de Janeiro. Going back to Brazil, UFC is.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, Anderson Silva is going to defend his title against Yushin Okami.
So excited.
The last man to beat Anderson Silva is Yushin Okami.
His disqualification of an illegal upkick.
Yeah.
But,
sad is that Anderson Silva's last defeat was because of a disqualification?
Yeah. I mean, that's really bad. The good news is that if Anderson Silva takes care of this, which he should.
He should.
And GSP takes takes care of Shields like he should, then they're saying that these are the last two fights before the super fight happens between Anderson Silva and GSP. Granted, they've been holding this carrot out in front of us for a while now.
God, we can only hope it happens.
So hopefully that's that will happen. Yeah. You know, but that's the good things to look forward to here are these couple fights coming in the future.
Yeah. Also on the Rio card, the UFC 134 card, they're talking Edson Barbosa versus Ross Pearson.
That'll be a good fight.
So yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. Edson Barbosa has looked amazing. Yeah. Ross Pearson's a good, scrappy British fighter.
Game fighter, yeah.
Another fight they're trying to work out right now is Royce Gracie wants to come back and fight in Brazil. He said he wants to fight Matt Hughes
on that card.
So, you know, it could be interesting. I mean, Royce Gracie's obviously taken a step back.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
Matt Hughes is really good.
Royce Gracie's still a huge draw. So I
would watch.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see him.
I just don't want to see him get rocked again like he did last time.
our last MMA news note we're going to have here is that Nate Marquardt is dropping down to the 170-pound, the welterweight division. He was huge as a middleweight.
That doesn't even seem physically possible.
I know, but he's stepping down. He's gonna fight Rumble Johnson at UFC on Versus 4. That's gonna be June 26th.
I had to see it to believe it. Yeah, he was a huge guy, and being dropping down a weight class, it's going to be crazy.
The good news is that Rumble Johnson is also a huge welterweight, so he'll be fighting someone that is at least close to his size.
Well, at least Marquardt maybe figured out that he sucked and he's not going to move up in the division he was in. So, you know, maybe a plus for him. Maybe he can actually, you know, do something in that weight class. Before we get out of here real quick, we go back to the Phil Davis Rashad Evans fight. That is actually an eliminator fight. So if Phil Davis does win that one, he will get the next title shot at John Jones. I don't think we threw that in.
No, we didn't talk about that.
So just a real quick note there. Make sure you guys stay tuned for segment 2. We're going to be previewing the next UFC, which is UFC 129, Shields versus GSP. We're going to break down that whole card, give you our predictions, and talk about that. So make sure you guys tune in for segment 2.